Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to Stockland. Spring into retirement. Call 1-800-727-170.
And Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com, of course, our stock market man here on Money News, is with me now. Hello, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
Good. I'm glad you're with me. I can't even tell the time at the moment. That's how bad I'm going.
It's a minute closer to 12, not further away.
Very, very good. Now, profit reporting season is now over.
Yes.
Out, done.
Yep.
Do we now put that to one side and discard it, or do we go pour over the entrails of these companies?
Well, that's what I do, so that everybody else doesn't have to. So,
when you do pour over the entrails, let's say, for example, let's put all this in there, it is all historic data, but at the moment it's fresh historic data.
Well, it's fresh to the extent that it's just come out, but remember, it's reporting the year that finished in June, so there's now been 3 or 4 months
that's my
that
whole
passed.
So, therefore, pouring over...
So, that's why we care more about the statements that they make, that a company... those reports about what they've seen since that date and what they expect to happen in the future. And before we get too excited about those statements, we've got to remember that they're listening to the same radio programs, watching the same TV programs, and reading the same newspapers as the rest of us.
And taking account of the same economic forecast. So as we've discovered, seeing as in June this year, in fact, I even go later than that, in early August this year, it was almost a foregone conclusion at that point in most people's minds that interest rates were going up.
Yeah, well, foregone conclusion amongst the experts.
Yes, except for perhaps Bill Evans, who had bucked the trend at Westpac and said interest rates he thought were going to be cut by the end of the year.
Well, I remember you had quite a few people on the program that were in business and doing it tough, and they were all saying there's no way that anybody can justify higher interest rates. I remember listening to that program.
So the Reserve Bank in August, which is 1 month ago from today, did not raise interest rates as many expected. In fact, they put it on the table and talked about it at that time, decided to leave them on hold. Then the markets collapsed about 3 days later, which would have actually given them an enormous egg on their face.
Yes.
And now you find a situation where they don't have to raise interest rates at all probably this year, and that seems to be the message.
Well,
that's how the forecast changed so dramatically. So can we put a store of faith in the accounts that have come out from the companies and therefore the forecasts that will accompany them?
Well, I think we can, because you've got to remember that the comments that management make are influenced by all the things that they see and hear, but the numbers are the numbers. So they tell us a story, and I'd like to say the numbers don't lie, but sometimes they do. But more often than not, the numbers are actually telling us what's really happening in a business. And while I don't concern myself or the funds of the investors that I work for, I don't concern that money with their predictions about what's going to happen. I like to see evidence of what's happening. And irrespective of whether the economy is going well or going badly, there are businesses that are doing better than others, and they're taking market share from their competitors. And that's what I'm interested in. So even in a recession, JB Hi-Fi, for example, will take market share from Harvey Norman. I'm sorry, Jerry, if you're listening, but that's been happening. So that's going to continue happening for as long as Jerry doesn't revitalize his stores. And so what I'm interested in is what's actually happening within a particular competitive landscape, not in the economy overall, because I know no one's good at forecasting that.
Okay, but what you can tell from the accounts that have just come out is you can tell some key things. Number one, you can tell what debt it's got, right?
Oh, sure.
Number two, can tell what return on its shareholders' funds that it...
Return on equity. That's what one of the key things that we look for. We want to find a company with a very high rate of return on
equity. Three, if you break down the performance of first and second half, notwithstanding some companies get a bit lumpy in their cash flow, you can see whether a company has got momentum in its earnings.
Yeah, absolutely. And you want to make sure that you've got a company that doesn't change very much, because they're the easiest ones to forecast. The ones that can go, the mining service companies, which I've mentioned here on the program before, we've done very well out of them. They've got very high operating leverage. So what that means is they've got a lot of equipment. And when times are good, they've got a lot of revenue, they can cover that equipment, which is largely a fixed cost, and make a big margin. But when that revenue turns off, all they've got left is a big cost. And so they don't earn a big profit, and then that gradually, incrementally declines over the years. It can just swing from a big profit to a very big loss. And so if you don't like that joyride, then look for businesses that are very smooth and don't change a lot.
I tell you what, it's really interesting always talking to Roger Montgomery on a Tuesday evening. We are going to take a very quick break. If anybody wants to call us and get in quickly and get a few pearls of wisdom from Roger, please do so now. 131-873. We'll take a quick break here on Money News.
This is Money News with Ross Greenwood. Thanks to Challenger. For safe, reliable retirement income, visit challenger.com.au.
About a minute and a half to go. Tony from Bringelly has given us a call. G'day, Tony. How are you doing?
G'day. Look, Colin Montgomery just mentioned that...
Roger, Colin's a golfer. He's a very good golfer. And I'm trying to figure out which one might have more money, though, Tony. That might be the interesting thing.
Okay, he mentioned that Harvey Norman needs to revitalise their stores. Well, I honestly think they need to change their image, because in the last 5 years, I think everybody I talk to, if you want to go and see something on display, you go to Harvey Norman. But if you want to go and buy, you don't go and buy from Harvey Norman. Used to buy from Bing Lee, but now JB Hi-Fi is the place to go and buy cheap TVs.
Oh, look, can I just say something? I'm loyal to Jerry. I'll tell you this, Tony. I buy all my computer gear from Harvey Norman. I'll say that because I get good service there. Now, I do shop around a bit as well.
And I'm loyal to my family, so I can save money, and I'll go where it's cheapest.
Oh, Jesus, you're always good. Good on you, Tony. Well, there's a message at least from one consumer anyway. Appreciate Tony from Bringelly. Well, you and I are talking about the list of various things.
Yeah.
Have you on your list of companies to watch at the moment? What sort of things you're watching?
Well, we're interested in companies that have had very positive outlook statements, but there's a couple of businesses that I like at the moment. There's a company called, we're doing some research on it now, so don't rush out and buy it. There's a company called Seymour White, and it's a civil engineering company, civil contracting company. And I think they're going to be involved in the rebuilding of the infrastructure in Queensland. And because the government pays for a lot of that, then I think they're cash flow is pretty good. There's been some changes in management, so look out for that one. The other one I like is ARB, you know, the bull bar company.
Yes.
Biggest bull bar manufacturer in the world, Australian company.
You and I have talked about this one. We've had them on the program here.
I like it a lot.
It's a cracking
story. It's a cracking company.
It really is. Can I just say, Roger, it is always a pleasure having you. Colin Montgomery. Gee, I wish I could play golf like Colin Montgomery.
I wish you could teach me to play.
I wish I could buy shares like you could as well, Roger Montgomery. Can I tell you, it's always a pleasure having Roger here. And, of course, that is the program. Futures markets seem to be up a little bit for the Dow Jones Index, but we'll find out tomorrow. I'm Ross Greenwood. This is Money News.